The Traveler's Journal, January 25th, on the road to Zanzibar. Few places evoke mystery and adventure like Zanzibar. This 40-mile-long tropical island in the Indian Ocean, 25 miles off Africa's east coast, has seen its share of both. When the first Portuguese landed here 500 years ago, they found an already brisk slave trade, commerce they heartily embraced. Zanzibar came to be ruled by Arab sultans, who amassed huge fortunes exporting ivory, cloves, and human beings. In the mid-19th century, the pier at Stonetown, Zanzibar's only real city, was the embarkation point for all the high-profile explorations of darkest Africa. After slavery was abolished and Africa explored, Zanzibar lost its strategic importance. In the 1960s, an uprising resulted in the massacre of thousands of Arab residents. The Marxist government, which emerged from the strife, lasted until 1986. Since then, Zanzibar has been affiliated with Tanzania, and the largely Muslim island has been trying to attract visitors, with mixed results. Hosting fewer than 100,000 tourists each year, Zanzibar still has the feel of a place about to be discovered. In recent years, much of Stonetown's grand colonial architecture has been cleaned. The island is ringed with white sand beaches, some so remote the ocean is the only sound. Several small hotels dot the east coast. Manimba, a private coral key off Zanzibar's northeast coast, is a very upscale resort. As one visitor noted, if you've been someplace nicer, you've probably died and are in heaven. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check our website at travelersjournal.com.